Now, as you'll have heard after the game here on 104.9 FM and even on Match of the Day, Claudio Ranieri credited local rock band Kasabian with inspiring the club to victory at the weekend.
Yes, I told to my players, hey, Kasabian give you a very good song. You had the Warriors. Come on, show this. And they show a very good performance.
Well, just an hour ago, I managed to catch up with huge Foxes fan and lead singer of Kasabian, Tom Meehan. Firstly, gave me his reaction to the win over Sunderland.
You can't ask for anything better. And the fact is, that 4-2 flattered Sunderland. I watched it online with Serge. Where were we? I think we were in Bulgaria, we were. And, man, we could have put 8 past Sunderland easily, man. But it's not that. It's the attacking football we played. I've never seen a city like that ever. I mean, from the back end of last season, we were tremendous, but we've carried on, but we've turned something on. It's weird. I can't describe it, but we're superb.
And long may it continue. Now, after the match, yes. Tom, I spoke to the manager, Claudio Ranieri, who was very, very pleased, a bit gutted to have conceded a couple of goals, but he said, I wanted Warriors and sent them out with a Kasabian song in their ears. He credited you guys. How about that?
Yeah. I think it's the measure of the man, what a respectful human being is, what a kind man he is. Sergio always spoke highly about Claudio Ranieri anyway, because he's Italian, of course. But I think that's a real privilege to be. It's an honour actually for him to say that warrior song, whatever he called it that. Mm. But it's a real nice thing for him to say, and you know we've been back in Leicester City. You know, I've been supporting Leicester City since I was 27 years old, and. Sorry, 27 years I've been supporting Leicester City, sorry. And, it's just a wonderful thing for him to say, you know, for him to come out with. So, but we heard it and we're buzzing, you know, it was incredible.
I can imagine you were. And fair play, so he's been manager of Leicester City for 3 weeks. Already he is immersing himself in local rock band. I mean, who thought it with Claudio, eh?
Oh, mate, well, you know, Serge was saying we should invite him over for dinner and have an Italian meal and have a chat and bring the old man over and Serge's dad. That'd be pretty good.
Hey, listen, I was going to ask you. I mean, so clearly, Serge has got Italian heritage, hasn't he?
Yeah,
so,
of course, yeah.
And Claudio knows that. He said to us, oh, well, Serge, one of their singers, is Italian. And can you see you getting together around the dinner table talking 4-4-2 or 3-5-2?
It'd be interesting. It'd be a laugh anyway. I know that. If my old man was there, it'd be amazing.
Wouldn't it just? Isn't it wonderful that it allows a closely knit, because you know you guys are flying at the moment. Isn't it nice to have that association with the club? I see you at the games all the time, Tom. As do many Leicester City fans. You must be really proud, actually, that your local club. We know they play fire in the goal celebration, and now the manager's on board.
Well, we weren't expecting it, you see, my friend, as well, and that's what's so lovely. He said it on Match of the Day as well, didn't he?
He did.
Which was massive, absolutely. I mean, no one's ever said that about, not a manager, but that's better than winning an award, isn't it? So, yeah, hats off, man, and hats off to the boys at the weekend. They were superb, and, you know, upwards and onwards, mate, and we're going to be all right, man. Listen, there's loads of doubts in the summer, and where we go, and you know, people panic and people get weary. But I tell you what, we're going to be all right, mate. We're going to be all right. We're a good club, man. We've got a good manager, and we're going to be all right.
We were all at the Vicky Park gig a couple of years ago, Tom, and what a gig it was. It's almost paving the way, isn't it, for when the stadium's ready to take a rock concert for you guys to open it.
Mate, we're going to do this. We're going to do the football stadium soon in the near future. I can promise you that, mate. I can guarantee we'll do that very soon.
Get Claudio on stage.
Yeah, all right.
Get him in a Leicester T-shirt.
Yeah, that'd be unbelievable, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Tom, finally from you, your prediction for where Leicester City you think they'll finish this season?
I'd be happy with a top 10, mate. Top 10, that'll do me. As long as we survive, man, we build on it. Yeah. But the thing is, though, again, I'm not, you know, I'm watching the teams at the weekend. There's not really a lot going on, is there? I mean, Arsenal look poor. Man United are absolutely appalling. Jeez, man, Chelsea were lucky. We've got it all going for us, man. Forget pressure, just go for it and go for it, man. You know.
Tom, you're a top man. Listen, will you come in and see us in the studio when you're back in the UK?
Of course I will, my friend. I'll just get a bottle of champagne.
Tom Meehan speaking to me a little bit earlier here on 104.9 FM. Matty, Kasabian got them going in the dressing room beforehand, and the boys are delighted to hear that. Better than winning an award, says Tom.
Well, they get everyone going, don't they? You get the whole crowd up and at it, and he's a bit of a boy, Tom, isn't he?
He is.
He's a character.
Yeah.
Serge is a nice, steady Eddie one.
He can play.
Yeah, he's not a bad footballer. But
played against him, haven't you?
Played a couple of times. We play Muzzy, who's just got a, as you do, a little nine-a-side football pitch in the back garden. we play there every Christmas against the Kasabian boys and have a few beers afterwards together. Mm. Good fun, good fun. They're good lads. And, you know, they love Leicester City to death, don't they? Whenever they can, they're there at the games. And Leicester City supporters are rightfully proud of them. And if they can help in any way, they'd be delighted. You know, whether they inspired it or not, they contributed for sure. And,
absolutely.
Ranieri endeared himself to the supporters as well at the same time.
Credit to him.
Always good and rosy at the weekend. We're,
we'll be the first to sit here and say managers just come in and don't explore any of the city and get any of the heritage. Credit to him for having a go.
He knows what he's doing. I mean, he comes across as a very likeable fella, doesn't he? You know, which doesn't mean he's a good manager, but he comes across in the right way. And people get swayed by that and they're endeared by him, like I just mentioned. And you know, he's experienced as well. He's got a lot of attributes as a manager, and I think, you know, we're already seeing the rewards of that already, and hopefully long may it continue.
Yeah, indeed. Long may it continue. So lovely to have Tom Meehan on the programme this evening, as well as Jason Bourne, who we went to that gig together at Vicky Park, didn't we?
Yes, as well as Namorata.
Hello.
It was lovely.
It was great.
Great gig. Outstanding gig, especially celebrating promotion to the Premier League. What a way to top it off. Have you got any more contributions, text messages, emails, tweets?
Yeah, quite a few, actually.
Go on.
Here's a small selection.
Fire away.
Lee says, great results at the weekend, but people have got to realise we only beat fellow relegation favourites. It's very early days at the moment.
And negatively.
Ben also mentions, I think Drinkwater will have an amazing season, like when we won the championship. He's definitely stepped up. We talked about that, didn't we, after the game on Saturday. Dom also mentioning Ben Elwan was sheer quality when he came on.